whenever.
Dope.
Yo, engineer, I think I lost my motherfucking mind, man. Diabolic, foul play. We're taking over the motherfucking game.
I remember being on my mama's porch, a kid with rotten thoughts, tossing.
This is how my insides feel right now, Tucker.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
This is like the audio representation of my dopamine and my inside levels. Just the general being of my consciousness.
Thrashed.
Just thrashed and angry.
Mad.
You don't want to do shit.
I think all we gotta do is talk.
Yeah, that's hard enough. That's so...
John's dabbing on that new rig.
The Vuba!
The Vuba!
Shout out the Vuba!
I think it's pretty dope though.
Yeah, this thing's dope.
Bubbly, bubbly, bubbly.
Bubbly, bubbly. What's up, motherfuckers?
How's it going, man?
It's going good.
So I'm going to take this right now.
Oh,
so
Tucker.
We're going to have limited time.
We have T-minus 32 minutes. we're gonna have to pull the ripcord in this motherfucker. Because Tucker's just going to fade out.
Like, I'm pretty sure that with the amount of weed that John smokes, I catch more THC in his boogers than I do in that edible I just
ate. I sweat on a nightly basis. The sweat encased in my pillow sweat on a nightly basis would fuck you up, Tucker.
Shut up. I can't help it, though. This is enough for me.
Dude.
Yeah, I'm trying to take this now. In other words, I gotta wake up at 5. If I go to bed, like, any later than, like, 10 or so.
You wake up groggy?
Well,
you just don't wake up.
Yeah, it's just not enough. It's just not enough sleep the next day. So, taking this now so I can fall asleep, before. Because if I go to bed at, like, if I were to go to bed right now or at 9, I would stay awake for so long trying to fall asleep that I would just, like, stay up all night.
You just get so fucking high and you just think about shit?
No, not even. Like, if I were to go to bed sober right now.
Oh.
Like,
oh, right.
Just stay up. It starts my mind.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So you're saying you have to get up so early, you're getting high so you can actually go to bed at a decent hour.
Exactly.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying, I have to take this edible now or I'll wake up too fucked up to go to work at 5 a.m.
Oh, no. No, it's well worn off by that time.
That's good. Because I was going to say, it's only 10 milligrams.
Yeah, no. Not a whole lot, but...
That's good.
It does the trick for me.
No, I feel you, dude. I fucking am on the most fucking fucked up sleep schedule right now. Like, I drank a little bit of coffee, but it was only because I had that leftover shit from yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I had a leftover Starbucks from yesterday, an iced coffee that I just drank right when I first woke up. But I purposely didn't drink anything else because I was like, I got to try to fall asleep at a decent hour and try to... I got to get my sleep schedule back on track.
Yeah.
I'm just... fucking not doing anything correctly in my life right now, Tucker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what you mean. Like during the move-in week when we were just like running back and forth and staying up at weird hours, like that whole week I felt like shit.
Yeah,
I did not feel with it or all there. But today was great. Like today was like
That's what happens with the magnet, though, on the shatter. It's just because it's shatter. This isn't a problem when you have wax.
Okay.
It's just the shatter.
But yeah, the last, even like yesterday, we went down to the, what'd you call it, the Fremont Fair.
We went to Fremont Fair. We all seemed kind of out of it.
Dude, I was...
You were out of it.
I was out of it.
I could tell.
I was in a fucking cranky-ass mood.
I could tell.
I didn't know. I didn't even know why. I was sitting there.
I was just quiet. I was like, Tucker's just grumpy as fuck right now. It's all good, though. I'm there some days.
Dude, I didn't know what the deal was. Went to bed at, like, semi-decent hour last night.
Mm-hmm.
And then slept in, woke up, felt fucking glorious.
Today?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got more done today than I have in, like, a long time.
Yeah.
I read for fun. I read for, like, school shit to, like, catch back up on reading and shit. I went and ran. I went and worked out. I got, like, some stuff done around the house. I feel accomplished as fuck.
You wrote me the most passive-aggressive sign on our fucking garbage can I've ever seen in my life. We need to talk about this for a minute. This is bullshit. I come out of my man cave. I edited stories all morning, and then I rewarded myself, and I finally broke the seal on season 5 of House of Cards. I broke the seal. I watched 3 episodes. It's
broke the seal, son. You let loose a dam.
I broke it
here all afternoon.
I was working from like 1 to like, or whenever I woke up at like 11. I was working from like 11 to like, well, I don't know, what time is it now? I only watched 3 episodes. That's like 3 hours, so it's 8:40. So yeah, I worked for a solid, you know, 5 hours before I started working that shit. Yeah. I've been in here all fucking day. Basically all day. I come out to stretch my goddamn legs, get some sunlight in me, and one of the first things I see is a sign on the fucking garbage can that says some bullshit about compost and put your shit in the compost and you filthy heathen mongrel Eastern Washington born bitch, or he just fucking scorned me on a sign.
Well, yes, of course, because I've been here for an entire 2 months, and so as a Western Washingtoner, I believe that all individuals of this household should use the compost and the recycling bins like we have.
I'm gonna throw every banana peel on your goddamn pillowcase now. There's gonna be dirty banana peels in your shoes. I'm gonna put them fucking everywhere.
Well, you'll have plenty because you throw lots of them away.
I eat like a whole fucking bushel of bananas in about 3 days, Tucker.
Get your chimpanzee on. Let's fucking go. It's on like Donkey Kong in this bitch. Bananas and all.
Yeah, so instead of just approaching me like an adult, he just decides to write me mean signs.
Like I said, as a Western Washingtoner, we have a way with things that we do things. We, you know, we write signs and we protest.
For those who haven't hung out with Tucker in a long time since he's moved, he's changed now. He's completely different. He's just a fucking cunt. He talks down to me. He doesn't respect anything I do. All my habits, everything I do, I'm mongrel-like.
Oh, these Eastern Washingtoners, these mongrels.
I bring back the word mongrel, and now I'm the mongrel. I don't get it.
You offered that up, and I grabbed it and ran with it.
I know. I don't even use it anymore because I'm like, it's Tucker's word.
It's all mine.
It's Tucker's.
It's all mine.
Fucker.
It's so much fun, though.
I brought that. I'm glad. Dude, I brought that shit out of the depths one day. Do you remember what I brought?
Remember.
Do you remember what I
don't remember what you
I remember
about.
Exactly what I brought it about. We were talking about the fucking dude who got drug out of United Air. And I was ranting about that. And I was like, how dare you ask a fucking paying customer out of their seat for your fucking mongrel crew? <That's right. laughs> And your eyes lit up like a fucking child at Christmas. You were like, mongrel? As if you didn't. It was like you didn't even know we were allowed to use it until I said it right
I'd
there.
I'd forgotten all about it. It was like this. It was like a. It's like finding your favorite snacks in your cupboard. Like, you forgot all about it, and you're like, oh, I love this shit. It's a great word.
It's like finding a hidden Halloween candy in the back of the freezer.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, I just remember you saying that.
Well, now you're going to podcast shirtless, you fucking heathen.
Hey, it's warm in here.
We're talking about mongrels, and you're going to take your shirt off in front of me?
The mongrel tendencies. They're contagious.
You fuck off. Oh, dude, I got hit with a fucking bombshell today. It scared the fuck out of me. Graduation checkout calls me today.
Uh-huh.
Tells me I got a fucking incomplete.
What?
On some shit. And I was like, what the fuck do you mean? And the degree check, I was like, hold on, don't freak out just yet. I went from 0-60 so fast. I was like, what the fuck? And she pretty much tells me I got an incomplete. So I hit up my teacher. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? I went and checked my grades. I have a 77% in your class. And then she hits me with like, well, you didn't really do any of the corrections. You didn't talk to me about any of the corrections I gave to you on your story. I was like, that's because you gave me the corrections 4 days after the due date. And I didn't give a fuck at that point. I was moving. I was literally already well past college. Like, I moved on so fucking quick. Yeah. And she's just like, well, you know, like, the whole thing with this assignment is it has to be published. And, like, I don't think this is publishable. And I was like, well, guess what? Already is published. Mm-hmm. Don't care what you think is, like, your version of publishable or not. Uh-huh. Like, I understand you see holes in my story, and I see them too. But you wanted it published? It's published. Uh-huh. Give me my fucking degree.
Preach. I mean, and I mean, on top of it though, like, it's by grade percentage.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Any other class, like, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah. And so she's like, well, I'm gonna change it. And I was like, yeah, I know. You're gonna change it. Like, this is fucking ridiculous. And then she was just like, there's just, and then I don't know, she said something else, and I was like, you wanted this story from the very beginning to be more than it is. I'm telling you, like...
Which piece is this?
My four-piece excise tax piece.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, there are holes here and there, but, like, I told her, I was like, those holes are deliberately there because I didn't want to do... I didn't care.
Uh-huh.
Like, because she was like, well, there's three county commissioners. You only talk to one. I was like, because I didn't want to go listen to the other two just hit me with talking points for 12 minutes again.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's the same shit. Uh-huh. It's just the same shit. Like, I didn't want to listen to it. So, like, and I understand, like, your grievances with my story, but the fact is that you already gave me a letter grade and it is already published. Why would you give me an incomplete?
Mm-hmm.
That makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's changed. It hasn't gone through, like, the paperwork and stuff, but they say it's good. I better get a fucking degree.
That'd be so funny if, like, after all this, like, you already have the job, already have everything posted up, and they're like, yeah, but you don't get the degree, though.
Yeah.
And John's gonna say, I don't really care, though.
I don't care, though. I'm a journalist now.
I got my shit figured out.
Yeah, I paid for that moniker. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck if I get your fancy receipt. I'm telling everyone I'm a digital journalist.
It was so anticlimactic when I got my when I got mine in the mail. It just comes in like this cardboard envelope thing, and you open it up, and then there it is. It's just one sheet of paper. Like, mine's not even all that big. Amy's is fucking huge. It's like, it takes like an extra large frame to put it in. For just like the single sheet, and mine's just like a normal 8.5 by 11. Just happens to be on nice paper with some gold lettering and shit.
Yeah,
it says I did some stuff.
Yeah,
got some things done.
Yeah,
and yeah, it is just a receipt. Like, all the proof of it happens at the level of, like, if somebody needs to check it, they'll contact the school. That's what Amy was saying. I was like, is this it? Like, literally, this is it. This mm-hmm. is all. This is everything I did it for.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, fuck me, huh?
Awesome. Glad it took 4 years to do that.
Yeah.
Fucking sweet.
Yeah, it was. I have no gripes with that teacher, but it was just, like, weird. Like, I don't. It's not publishable because you don't think it's publishable, but I already got it published.
Uh huh.
So
is this Is this the same class that you were concerned about?
Concerned about? What do you mean concerned about?
You were talking, there was a class you were like, this is down to the wire, like in the final couple weeks.
I don't think so. I don't think I was like that this quarter.
Oh.
I don't know. No, I wasn't concerned at all about it.
Huh.
That's why they had to call me.
Uh-huh.
Because, I don't know, I guess she said she had talked to me in the comments and stuff, but, dude, like I said, like, all this stuff happened after the fucking due date.
Uh-huh. Was this like a very, like, an end of the quarter?
Yeah, this thing? Was the last, very end of the quarter, very last thing I ever turned in.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, that's super wild.
The very last thing I turned in.
I got skeptical hippo eyes on that one.
And there are holes, but they're minor.
So, just holes as far as, like, you didn't hit every single source, or...
Yeah, exactly. Like, there are more people I couldn't interview, there's longer I couldn't made. And my argument also was, like, this story is already fucking 1,500 words.
Uh-huh.
I want people to read it.
Yeah.
I don't want to stuff 3,000 words of the tax system in people's faces.
Yeah.
I'm already fucking bored of it. That's what I'm saying. I'm already bored of it. So to hit all these holes, it's just more words. Uh-huh. I can't be so concise to get fucking more information and still figure out how to make it under 2,000 words. Mm-hmm. It's not going to fucking happen. Mm-hmm. This shit is so... you have to just say exactly what you mean. Like, it just takes a lot of words with explaining all this shit out.
Yeah.
And I thought this was...
It's complicated shit.
It's fucking complicated. And for me to put all this shit... In my defense, it was very hard for me to get people that just talk to me about this stuff. No one wants to talk about this stuff.
No one.
Talking
about taxes?
And not even people who fucking do it. I couldn't get bill sponsors to talk to me. I couldn't get a lot of people to talk to me. And so I'm figuring out how the local government works, like city governments and county governments and state governments, and I have to find sources and what they're doing with all their money, and I have to read tax codes, and I don't know how to read tax codes, so I gotta find breakdowns of those tax codes, and it's hard.
One thing after the other.
It's hard.
Yeah.
And I thought what I did in 1,500 words was pretty fucking good, and I thought it was a really good base layer of the marijuana tax excise system in Washington State. And so for her to give me a fucking incomplete because she thought I should have did more work, I was like, fuck you. That's ridiculous. I was a drug addict 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Still kind of am one, if I'm being honest. And I'm still so fucking new at this. Uh-huh. Like, she kind of like sees really, I think she sees really, really high, like, he holds me at a high standard because I'm pretty good for being so new, and so she holds me to almost too high of a standard. Like, no, you have to do all this. I'm like, no, I don't. Time and sanity and
time.
And I could barely, and I made sense of like the information I had to the best of my ability. Like, I wish I had someone just to sit down with me and explain to me to all this, but all this stuff is so complicated and it comes from so many different avenues that there's not one person who just knows about this shit. Because, like, the people in the Liquor Control Board know about their portion. And then you have to... And then the people who work the budget for the city know about theirs. And the people who work for the county budget know their portion. And then... So, like, all these entities work separate. But it all works together. So I have to fucking find people from all these different entities who want to talk to me. And then I have to piece together all the pieces. And... You ain't gonna find people from all those entities. Like, some people just didn't want to fucking talk to me, or I'm just not good enough to the point where I found them, which was my case with one of them, because I got hit up about a correction, and I made it, and then I thought, I was like, fuck, I could have hit that guy up when I was writing it, and he could have helped me out, but that's hindsight 2020. I didn't even think. I didn't even think that that would have been a source. So right. That's just being new in the journalist game.
Yeah,
I mean, I was pretty butthurt that she gave me an incomplete instead of just giving me my C+.
And even on that project, like, even if she thought it was unpublishable, like, does that make the entire class incomplete? No, it makes that one project incomplete.
Yeah,
like that one singular,
which is component. Yeah, which is basically the only thing we worked on all quarter. But that's also not true, because there was attendance grades and reading response grades and a whole lab grade that I nailed. Mm-hmm. So it's not like I wasn't present and paying attention and using my skills.
Right.
So.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
What do you find is, like, how do you contact sources? Like, do you just reach out to them and say, like, do you just introduce yourself as a journalist and say, like, hey, I need...
Yeah. Yeah. Just introduce them as my name, who I work for. This is the story. Can I fucking... You know, you want to help me out with some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll send flyer emails and social media. I'll message them. And if they don't hit me back like a day, I'll try to find phone numbers and start calling people.
Goddamn. That sounds like a whole lot of detective work.
It's hard.
It sounds tough. I don't even like making phone calls to people that, like, I have their numbers.
I know.
You know?
I know.
Let alone people I don't like.
Yeah, it's fucking... Yeah, people I, or don't,
people I don't know. Don't know.
Yeah, I knew what you meant.
Respect to John's sources.
No, I knew what you meant. So, yeah, it's... I don't know. But I'm pretty sure I got that all solved. And I straight up told the degree checkout. She's like, if you don't... You know, if we don't get this solved, you gotta enroll again. I was like, oh, I ain't never coming back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never
coming back. Don't get it twisted.
I said that. I said that. I said, don't get it twisted. I'm never coming back there.
That's a response they're used to hearing. Like, what? But college?
Nah. Got them skills already. Fucking out of there. Never coming back if we don't get this solved this week.
It sounds like you've made your case well enough. Like you should get it.
Yeah.
And if not,
if I have to go to higher channels, I will. But I'll fight that. But I'm just never enrolling in a class again. Mm-hmm. I will never set foot as a student on that on any campus ever again.
John declares it.
I'm just done. I'm done with it. I can't.
Finito.
I can't do it. 20 years of my life doing that is enough.
Oh, I feel you,
man. It's enough, man.
I feel you. I'm actually kind of excited to return, just in the sense that, like, at each level, like, you know, community college, a university, graduate school, like, the classes become different in the sense that, I'm talking to other people about their graduate experiences and what it's like, and just being in a more collaborative environment where you go to the same set of classes with like 20 people instead of, you know, bouncing around classes with the same group.
That sounds less stressful.
150. Yeah.
It sounds a lot less stressful.
Know each other well.
Yeah.
I'm excited for this program too, because they've done a really good job of setting up like a mentorship program. So I'll be able to talk to students that are currently in their first year, and by the time I'm going there, they'll be in their second year. So they've kind of already learned the ropes and shit.
Okay.
And I'll be able to ask them, like, hey, what about the professor? Like, do you recommend taking this class at this time, or should I wait? Like, I kind of have that that resource there, which is really nice. And it'll be nice also to revisit the material, knowing that I'm going to be able to apply it soon. Because as an undergrad, when you're learning all the shit about, like,
you're just learning so much stuff, you don't even know what to apply. You don't even know what you're gonna apply as an undergrad. Part of you is like, do I even need to learn this shit? Like, what the fuck?
With nutrition, like, kind of all of it, you know, in a sense, like, you need to understand everything from, like, how digestion works, like, how cells work, up to requirements for, like, different ethnic groups or different genders or whatnot. So, like, it's a really broad category, but at some point you know that chances are it's going to come into practice. Obviously, if you specialize in, you know, somebody that works as a pediatrician isn't ever going to have to worry about, like geriatric nutrition, you know. Like, that's just not going to be a thing.
Oh, but I feel you, yeah.
Outside of that, if you're just, like, a general dietitian or nutritionist, you could have a really wide variety of clients to figure out. So it's going to be nice to revisit that information, knowing that in a year I'm going to be in a clinical setting. Or, well, there's rotations for our internship, so we do part community, part clinical, and the clinical is split up into, I even think we do like pediatrics and just general intake stuff. Like, we do a whole bunch of different stuff. So, like, with Amy's internship, she's going to be at one spot, like, learning the ropes there the entire time through. And I'm going to be, I think it's every quarter, I'll bounce around to a different place to learn different shit. So, it's going to be a whole lot of get the fuck out of your comfort zone and figure things out. And I've heard from some people that their internship yep. scenario is, like, you know, they come in and the head of whoever's doing the internship is like, great, you have an undergraduate degree, like, that's awesome, forget everything you ever learned there, and we're going to teach you what we want you to know.
Oh, good. Like, oh, good.
Oh, well, that's encouraging.
Awesome. Yeah.
So it was just a hoop to jump through the whole time.
Yeah.
It's so wonderful. But, no, I'm, like, the more time off I take from it, the more interesting I find it when I return to it.
Yeah, that's
like,
good.
I cracked open one of my metabolism textbooks today and was reading through it. I was like, oh, yeah, I remember exactly how I felt about all this shit. Like, all that's really the shit I like. The super, have you ever seen, like the chemical diagrams, and like there's bunches of arrows pointing everywhere showing like how things break down to different components? That's the shit I like. I love that shit. I've been trying for 3 years to order this giant poster. It's actually a two set of posters, but it has all the known metabolic pathways for life. And it's just this big dense thing, and I've been trying to order it for like 3 or 4 years. They don't have them. But I have, like, this one of my favorite books that I have from Central is, it's this oversized one. It's almost like, like, it doesn't even fit on my fucking bookshelves. I just have to, like, set it in there. And it's not very big. It's only, you know, about half an inch thick, but it's filled with all of the most pertinent, like, metabolic pathways in the human body. And I love tracing and seeing, like, what becomes what at what point, and what are the inputs and the outputs, and how these systems work. That's my shit. That's my shit. Like, so much so to the point that I'll forget to kind of, like, put it in perspective in the big picture stuff. Like, I'll forget all about, you know, like, stuff that's as simple as, like, what, you know, what carbohydrate recommendations would you have for me? Like, how many grams a day should I be having? Like, I don't know. But if you want to hear more about, like, how carbohydrates are broken down into glucose and all that, like, I got you.
Right.
I got you. So this time around, it's going to be great to know that I can still, like, dork out as hard as I want on the science side of things and still have to put it into practice later. Like, I, in order to be successful in my internship and go on to sit for the RD exam, like, I have to be able to put those things into context where everyday people can use them. Because mm-hmm. no one really gives a fuck about carbohydrate metabolism.
Nope.
Only dorks like me.
Yeah.
Those are the only people that give a shit.
Just like exercise tech.
Your eyes glassing over as we speak.
No. But dude, that was my argument for not making my fucking excise tax story
yeah.
any longer than 1,500 words. Because yeah. I was like, it's already four parts. Mm-hmm. People are not going to read this if it gets any mm-hmm. fucking longer.
And tune in next week
for part 14 of Washington's marijuana excise tax.
Oh my.
Yeah, dude. We don't give a fuck about boring shit anymore. And we can watch Narcos and House of Cards all fucking day. Me included. I barely give a shit about half the boring things I write about. Mm-hmm. But, like, at the same time, I do really care about it. That's why I'm fucking spending a lot of time writing about it.
Yeah.
But part of me is like, this is fucking boring. Mm-hmm. But it's important. Mm-hmm. And as, like, a contributing member to society and as an adult, like, we all should, like, not necessarily emotionally invest our fucking selves into it, but know and care about things. Mm-hmm. Like, to the point where we can make decisions.
It's a weird, like, balancing act.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to be, like, so full in that, like, you devote your life to well, some of you might. I sure as shit don't.
Yeah.
But, like, I would never want to be a politician to the point where I knew, like, how the system works. Like, I wouldn't want to know.
Yeah.
At all. But
the amount of time you have to put into that game to master it is insane.
Yeah. And at the same time, I also don't want to be so uninformed that when it comes time to vote that I have no clue what's going on.
Correct.
So, striking that balance.
And just even just knowing how our fucking society works around us. Mm-hmm.
The more I look in, like, I feel like, honestly, I feel like it's this way with most things. The more I study stuff and look into things, the more I'm aware that I don't understand.
Dude.
You know?
I was blown away at how unbelievably complex just this whole system is. And just how local governments are all separated in powers and they all have governing bodies. Like, I would ask some, like, county commissioners questions about the city and they'd be like, what the fuck are you, basically, like, what the fuck are you asking me about that for? And I'd be like, well, we're in Ellensburg. He's like, yeah, but it's Ellensburg City and I work for the county of Kittitas. And it took me, like, a couple interviews to really fucking understand the separation of powers at three levels of, like, state. And then, you know,
county,
city. But then the state is all fucking crazy with how it's separated. And so, like, I was trying to figure all that stuff out, and that has nothing to do with marijuana excise tax at all. Uh-huh. But I had to figure that stuff out so I could learn how to apply how the excise tax even, like, works with and goes into all that system. Uh-huh. And everything, and that was one of the coolest things about writing that story, is because I just kind of got a better scope of how complicated and just kind of how maybe not to jump the gun with, like, certain things, just because I don't know if I'm kind of rambling, but,
like, you get a sense of the big picture,
yeah,
by investigating all the little parts.
Yeah. And yeah, it makes me feel more confident as, like, a human being. Uh-huh. So when I hear people say things, just dumb shit about when a cop writes you like a speeding ticket and they get money for it. And like all these new traffic laws are, you know, new traffic laws that come in are just like cash grabs, and you don't understand.
Cops are just lying in their pockets, man.
And you don't understand that like cops don't make shit from tickets. That's all from legislators, and all that money goes to like governing bodies, and it's all channeled and funneled and separated into different parts based on the legislation that got the law there in the first place. And so I just like,
I didn't even know that. Like within, so you're saying like within the law, they not only set up like a fine collection, but also determine like where the dollars in the fine.
Yeah, go. like so like hypothetical. So when they collect, like I guess this is just like a hypothetical. So like for a lot of the weed stuff, they collect the money, and it all goes into like public health. Like most of it just goes right into public health. And some of it goes to
DSHS.
Yeah. So it goes to that, and then some goes to like anti-drug, like you know, drug, fucking education. Some goes to I think so.
Like there.
I'm not sure. It's super vague, but yeah, it goes to like drug education and public health programs. It goes to a bunch of stuff. Most of it positive.
If my weed tax dollars are going towards DARE, I'll be so butter.
Well, all the counties and cities' weed tax dollars go right into law enforcement. Just funds law enforcement.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's good and also weird.
I wonder.
That's just where it's dictated to go.
Do you have any idea in like a more urban environment like this where the difference between towns is literally one street and not like several miles? Mm-hmm. Do you know if it's like if county regulations are more sweeping?
No, see, and that's one question I asked one of the commissioners. I was like, so since this city is like, since you run the county, but or I don't know, like,
because like what I'm wondering,
what are you trying to say?
So we're blocks away from North Seattle.
Yeah.
Like, I can hop onto a
road. And we're a mile away from Linwood.
Exactly. And then we're bordered by Edmonds also. So, like, I could go 5 minutes either direction and be in a different town.
They all have their own governing bodies?
I know they all have their own governing bodies, but, like, does every town have to adopt their own set of marijuana regulations to determine
how this plays out? It's all set up. Like, you get money based on if you allow it in your township to be sold, and then the money is distributed. Like, they have a certain amount set aside, and then out of that certain amount, it's distributed based on if you're a county or if you're a state, and then it's below that, it's based on, like, how many people are in your area versus, like, how much you sold. Dude, it's so fucking complicated. Like, I wrote about it, and I don't understand it enough to just freeball it to you off the top of my head, and I'm fucked up right now.
That's fair.
I'm always fucked up on these podcasts, because that's how I podcast. But, yeah, it's insanely complicated, and that was part of me writing this story, too. Sometimes I would really try to, like, dig into the weeds, and I would get bored.
Yeah.
And right then and there, I'd be like, if I'm bored of this, the people reading it are going to be really fucking bored. Mm-hmm. I have to make this readable.
Especially people that, like, don't really care about pot.
I barely care about it. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to fucking buy weed, and it's going to get the fucking tax fucked out of it. Well, whatever that just
I saw the gears turn in your head.
I was like, damn it.
Wait a minute.
But... And also, at the end of the day, these are all laws that can be changed again.
Yeah.
It's all just legislation. And legislation can get changed with more legislation. And we've only been doing this for... And that's kind of how I wrapped up my article. I was like, we've only been selling fucking weed for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Mm-hmm. We'll figure it out.
That's a fair point.
That's pretty much what...
I agree.
That's pretty much what I summed it up with. I was like, the money is going... Like, at the end of the day, everyone's getting more money than they were before. Taxes are probably too high, and city and state should be getting more back, because the discrepancy between what they generate in excise tax and what they get back is fucking just, it looks ridiculous on paper. It's like they get back $40,000 and they generate $1,000,000.
Oh
Holler. It's like ridiculous. So that needs to discrepancy should be different somehow, I feel, because it just doesn't look good to me. Like, you're allowing it in your state. Your law enforcement is dealing, or in your legislative bodies, you're dealing with all just the paperwork and all the shit that goes with recreational marijuana as like a new thing we have to just deal with, because it is something you kind of have to deal with.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're generating millions of dollars and getting back $40,000. I could see why, like, county commissioners are pissed when I bring this up to them. Mm. I get why they're kind of fucking mad about it.
Yeah, a little salty.
A little salty.
Yeah. What kind of shit do you want to write about? Like, what kind of stories do you want to pursue?
I don't know. I've been thinking about that a lot lately. I've been kind of a funk lately, because now I'm super happy to be out of school, but now I'm just kind of terrified at the same time.
It's weird, right?
Now it's just kind of all on my shoulders. Uh-huh. And so I'm just trying to figure out, like, what I actually want to write about.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and I have to find a whole new source base in a whole new area, and that's nerve-wracking as fuck, too.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, I had no idea how big that publication was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had no idea Respect My Region had the reach that it did. Mm-hmm. So people are
bound it's like low key a big it. It's like low key a pretty big deal. Like, if you're in those countercultures, if you're in the music scene, the underground hip hop scene, the EDM scene, or like the cannabis scene, then yeah, you're probably good. Really good chance you know what Respect My Region is.
Nice. Yeah, I think it'll be fine.
A lot of people hate on them. Like, I've commented or like shared a Respect My Region story, and I've had friends be like, "Oh, cool! Someone who finally knows what the fuck they're talking about who works for that website." But they're super music fans, and so they probably disagree with some of the, because they're super raw. They're pretty real with some of their just artist reviews, and they'll just kind of call out bullshit when they see it.
Uh-huh.
They rub people the wrong way, but for reasons I appreciate.
Word.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Seems like a cool spot to work for.
It's cool.
Yeah.
I gotta go fucking spend 6 hours learning about WordPress tomorrow.
Oh boy!
It's gonna be so much fun, Tucker.
Aren't you so excited?
I am. If anyone I work with is listening, I'm stoked. I can't wait.
I see tears of joy for me and Johnson.
Yeah, I'm dabbing out of celebration. And not smoking weed. I'm literally just doing dabs because I'm so excited.
Hitting the meanest ones.
WordPress!
Yeah, hopefully, maybe at the end of this, maybe we'll even get the audio player on our website
straight
away.
That would be nice. That thing looks shows you how much I know about my own podcast. I didn't even know that our main platform was WordPress. I'm like, really? Oh, that's cool. I'm using WordPress already. That helps.
I think we decided to go with that just because it was free.
It's free.
Yeah.
And the custom and the what you can do, the amount you can do with that free platform is the same.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's the same thing as you're talking, but you got to go into the weeds.
You got to go into the weeds.
Like, learn and specialize. Mm-hmm. I figured that out.
Because we can SEO with WordPress. We can set the search engine optimization and shit when we launch our posts.
Oh.
And I know. And I kind of
even think.
And I kind of know how to do all that.
Okay, so we picked a weird sort of domain when we chose our website.
Mm-hmm.
We put a .us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if .us has made its way into Google's like search caches yet.
Mm.
I know when we launched it, like a month after we launched, I did a search for just our website and it didn't come up. So,
damn it,
we'll have to figure that out. I sent it. There's a thing you're supposed to be able to do to send to Google to say like, hey, make sure you pick up my website on, you know, searches and stuff, but apparently that's kind of like a get in line sort of thing.
Fuck yeah, it is.
Those as they get to them. So by this point, maybe it has, but obviously we don't know fucking dick about the internet.
I don't know dick about the internet, dude. That's one thing I'm learning about. Just Respect My Region. Just listening to those dudes talk, I'm like, I never thought about anything like this before.
Uh-huh.
Just about
like how so.
Just with how search engines work and literally like basing story content off what people are gonna search, and it just changes like the entire fucking game.
Uh-huh.
Just as far as it changes like sometimes your formatting, your word choice, it just it's like it just changes things. Huh. It kind of
Yeah, I never thought about that either.
It kind of
put, it makes sense.
It kind of puts content blinders on sometimes. Like, you kind of got to mold things a little bit. That it's just like, not everything can be perfect, you know? You got to kill some darlings. Sometimes you got to change some... I'm so fucking picky and particular about every fucking sentence, every fucking phrase in my stories, that sometimes just to change one phrase just so it matches up with the search, because with the search engine optimization, you put like a keyword, and then that keyword, it wants you to list that keyword or phrase in the story as much as possible, and sometimes you'll switch some shit around just to fit that in there a couple more times, and you'll never do it as much as you can, because then it just sounds fucking stupid and weird.
Yeah,
but sometimes I'll fudge it once or twice more, and I'm just like,
dude, yeah, I know exactly what you're
saying. And it's just, it's a battle. Sometimes my artistic side is like, fuck that. Mm-hmm. And other times I'm like, no, I'm really going to, I'm gonna fucking play the game, man.
That's probably a good mix,
though. You got to play the game. It just depends. It really depends on how, like, what I'm trying to get across.
Yeah.
Like, with my Jeff Sessions, I just wrote a story pretty much just fucking rejecting. He wrote a letter, Jeff Sessions wrote a letter to Congress saying that, just some bullshit about why if they pretty much like you're hindering the DEA's ability to do their job if they can't do their job completely, as in getting rid of or cracking down on like marijuana, medical marijuana, if they can't do their job 100%, then
that's a retarded argument.
It's stupid. And I wrote a 600 word article with like a shit ton of sources, pretty much like every single point he makes, I have my point, and then testimonials from research and journalists and scientists and doctors, and I used the gamut of intellectuals, and I fucking tweeted it at him. Fuck you. Fuck you, Jeff Sessions, you dumb fucking, you're so dumb. You're so dumb about this.
That's a stupid.
You're so dumb about this.
If I had a construction company and we put houses up and did the full thing, like garages, like all that jazz, and then one day we decided, like, hey, we no longer pour cement for driveways. Well, that doesn't stop me from building houses.
Yeah.
I can go build as many fucking houses as I want. Like, I just leave the driveway to somebody else now.
We can't properly crack down on cocaine if we can't get these goddamn marijuana users too. It's obviously linked.
It's like a Harry Potter's cloak.
Yeah.
It's like it hides all the crime if you douse it in marijuana.
Yeah, he what said are we doing here? We're in the middle of a drug epidemic, which he's right about. We are in the middle of it with the opioid epidemic.
Not from weed though.
No, and that's what I said. It has nothing to do with weed. The opioid epidemic has nothing to do with medical marijuana or marijuana itself. Mm-hmm. And then he said
one of the things helping people get off.
I said that in I said that in the article. And then he said, we're also in the middle of an uptick in violent crime. And I was like, yeah, in cities, some cities, violent crime has gone up in the last couple years. But that is not a fucking trend. Mm-hmm. That is a surge. But the long-term trend over decades is drastic drops in crime across the board. So fucking relax with a couple years and violent crime goes up because the racial tensions got real hot in our country. That's what a lot of it was due to. Mm-hmm. And so that happens and you're like, well, fucking marijuana.
Marijuana's bad.
It's like, Jesus. Well. No, you fuck. So, yeah. I seen not sure. There's sometimes where I see something and my whole day stops and I just write about that right then and there. I'm like, oh, you're, oh, fuck you. I get so mad. And I just start smoking weed, and I lock doors, and I write. I go, I'm gonna fuck this guy up.
Does Jeff Sessions have an actual Twitter?
Hell yeah, he does.
Like to him?
Yeah.
Official certified
one? Certified.
Oh, shit.
I'm gonna tweet at him again tonight.
You should tweet him every day.
Yeah.
A picture of you buying pot. Somewhere.
Just like videos. What up, Sesh? Just call him Session. What up, Sesh?
Dude, just call it like the Monday morning Sesh.
With Sesh.
Yeah.
The Monday morning Sesh with Sessions.
Sesh with Sesh.
The Sesh with Sessions.
And you're just blazing tough. I think you could do this. Maybe it's just like a weekly thing, Monday morning or whatever. And you just offer a rebuttal to one of his arguments or examine some point that refutes his. The entire time,
smoking.
Just make it like a, like kind of like a church thing. Just yeah. Just a quick thing. Just get it out there. Get it going. Get the day started.
Yeah.
Just the sesh with sesh. I can see it,
dude. Just clown him until he blocks me.
probably two posts.
Like 4 posts, 4 weeks in. He's like, I'm done with you.
That's why you get your followers to retweet it to Jeff Sessions.
Exactly.
Does that work? So yeah. Like, if somebody tweets something,
that's I don't know, because my content might be maybe it just blocks it all the way.
Blocks all the content. I don't know.
I don't know how that works, but that would make sense.
I really don't know shit about Twitter. It's been the one that I like tried to use at one point. Like, I had a Twitter that I used somewhat every day, not every day, but I used it pretty frequently, and then I just kind of stopped.
I love it because you can see things happening real time.
And that's real time. That's the cool thing about
like,
it.
Like, I've seen things just like Twitter beefs just break out as I'm on Twitter. I'm like, holy shit, this is happening right now. And you fucking just hop on, get your popcorn ready, and you just watch the beef unfold right in front of you. You're like, this is great. I've seen it happen with UFC fighters. Like, I've seen it happen with like this Trump shit. I don't know, I've seen it happen with a few things where you just see like a Twitter beef and you're like, oh shit, this is getting crazy. Mm-hmm. It's fun.
That's so much better of a way to have beefs delivered than the way that I usually see them. Like, I like Instagram beefs, but those are like panning for gold. You have to, like, usually it'll be some famous person in the comment section. Like, it'll feature the comments of celebrities or people that you follow.
Yeah.
And if you are scrolling through and you happen to see, like, sometimes I'll see Shab like lighting people up, and I'm like, ooh, I want to see what this was too.
D'Ila.
Chris D'Ila will do that
just
too.
Just fuck people up.
And you have to run through and like pan for gold and search. And
I'll do it. What it is. I'll do it.
I'll do it.
It's worth it.
Guilty pleasure.
Most of the time, it's so worth it.
Some stupid shit. And then sometimes the better part is, like, you were drawn there for the comment from the person that you follow, but then you see all the other people that responded, that were responding to that same individual.
Yeah, fuck that guy up too.
Up, and there is some ruthless shit that's so funny sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's icing on the cake. It's wonderful.
I tried to start a Twitter beef with a British clinical physician like last month.
Why?
He says some dumb shit. He wrote a fucking He wrote a fucking story saying that, like, the reason why all these terrorist attacks happen, they smoke a lot of weed.
Oh, Jesus.
He dared to make that connection. And he was adamant in the, like, article. And I was like, hey, bro. I tweeted him like 15 times. No response. I was like, this is my first Twitter beef right here. I'm going to light this guy up.
I'm going to start it.
I would hit him with a rebuttal to one of his points.
Uh-huh.
In one of his stories. I would hit him with a rebuttal, one tweet. And then the next tweet, I would roast him.
Uh-huh.
And then a rebuttal, and then I'll roast him. And then a rebuttal, and then I'll roast him.
So roast and rebuttal sandwich.
Yeah.
Back and forth.
Because that way I get the journalistic side where I'm actually countering his stupid, easily countered points. And then the next part is just me getting to have fun and just to fucking make jokes.
See, I like that a lot, actually, because
Al Franken does.
Yeah.
It's exactly what Al Franken does.
And if
shout out to Al Franken.
Yeah, if you're just rebuttaling, then you're just arguing on the internet.
Yeah.
And if you're just shitting on someone, then you're just shitting on someone on the internet.
Yeah.
But if you mix it up, those are
entertaining as fuck. They have no comeback.
I love it.
Dude, it is one of my best comebacks ever. I quoted something he said, and then I put, did you open up a I go, did you hit up Scott Backlund and open up a fucking quantum or a Stargate to make that quantum leap, to make that connection or something like that?
Yeah.
I don't remember, but that shit, I wrote that and I was like, that's funny.
No, that's funny.
That's
funny.
Some funny shit.
I actually remember reading that tweet and I was like,
oh, I screenshotted Jesus. That I was super stoked on that one, but yeah, I like doing things like that.
Lord, did you open a Stargate to make that fucking quantum leap? That's so funny.
Dude, because the connections he was making, I was like, Brosif, You are jumping over the ocean to make these connections. Like, he would just pick out one study and say, this proves this about marijuana because of this one study. And I'm like, dude, I can do that for the good things with marijuana all day. I can find one study and say it cures everything.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking stupid. And just the fact that he was saying, like, that all these terrorists smoke weed. I don't know if they actually did it because they're evil, but they did all smoke weed, so there's that. What the fuck does that have to do with anything?
Hey, man.
Maybe they smoke weed to battle with the demons in their conscience.
For all the horrible
things they've done.
Yeah.
Like, you have no fucking idea why they smoke weed or why they do any of the things they do. And you're a clinical physician, and so for you to be basing all this nonsense off anything but clinical, like, science or fact, like, what the fuck are you talking about? Go promote your anti-smoking drugs and get the fuck off my Twitter feed.
Did you say he's a clinician?
He's a physical, yeah, he's a clinical physician, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, he's a fuck.
Yeah, I don't know.
He could be a great doctor. Great dude. Super wrong about this. So fucking wrong about this.
Probably definitely not his specialty.
Definitely not a specialty. Definitely anti-pot propagandist. I told him to call the 1930s and to give him back their fucking propaganda. Because that shit's hella old. That one's hacky, but I just tweeted it. It just came out.
That's funny, though.
You know. But, you know, I love doing things like that.
So where do you see all this shaking out? Like, do you think there's going to be attempts to, take things back to where they were? Do you think we're going to return to the 1980s?
No.
You think it's too entrenched already?
I think it's too entrenched. You're not going to uproot economies and stop billions of dollars from flowing. And if you do try to do that,
it's Trump of all people, lawyers, job maker.
Yeah. And, quote, dude, you think the marijuana industry is not already stocking up with just lawyers already? Mm-hmm. Yeah, mad lawyers. Especially with how, dude, some of the, with the I-502, like the stores, the rules they have to follow, dude, the people who are doing it right are so buttoned down. Like, they're doing things so buttoned down and so accordingly. And so if they did just try to, like, start raiding shops and shit, I don't understand how the federal government doesn't just get fucking sued right away.
Yeah. I think you're right.
And
because I don't know how, especially honestly in this current administration,
you're gonna raid tax paying business owners. Uh-huh. You're gonna raid them and steal their shit.
Let's not do that.
They
huh?
pay you like 37% in taxes or more. Like, it's crazy how much tax money that you have to pay as like a business owner, as a processor, as all parts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how that's...
What is the markup? Like, what it's actually worth
versus... We pay 37% tax retail.
Damn.
Yeah.
What, do you happen to know what, like, alcohol tax is?
I don't.
Just off the top of your head?
I don't. I'm sure it's not that high.
That's a shitload.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Well.
But...
You gonna keep writing pot stories about... taxes?
No.
Tell the people?
I mean, I'll update the people when, you know, the laws change and if stuff interesting, but, like, I want to write... Dude, I'm a writer because I like to write about things that interest me.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in my tax shit either.
I'm excited, like... Should I be? To see
what... I don't know if I should be. Like, fuck, man.
No, I don't think it is. Like, there's shit about nutrition that I don't give a fuck about.
Yeah, dude, like, I'm
not
a...
one.
I can only do so much as a human being and as just, you know, a journalist. Like, I can only do so much shit. And to force myself to be interested in
something. You are just one man, John Kojo.
Yeah.
A great one.
And no one's just fucking one interested man. In taxes. Not lawyers, not people who work at H&R Block, not people who pay taxes, not people who don't pay taxes. No one's interested in taxes.
You know who has two thumbs and is super interested in taxes? Not this guy.
Not this guy.
Not this guy.
Should we wrap this bitch up?
Let's do that.
Fucking.
My fucking edible is kicking in.
Tucker's about to pass out.
I'm about to go to bed. I might have fucked up. I might have needed more. Because now I just feel like...
Oh, I'll give you more. We got death. We can go smoke death right now.
Oh, no.
I got this fucking weed. It tastes like cookies. But it hits you like heroin.
Well,
on that note,
that's what I need. All right, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go play Santa Claus.
We're gonna go smoke the heroin weed. Peace.